Residents of Rochester Hills, there is little doubt your mayor has your back. In a recent interview, hometown girl Madonna called the people of Rochester Hills, and I will quote her here, basic provincial thinking people. Mayor Brian Barnett decided that statement was a bridge too far, so he crafted a reply to Madonna, an open letter being shared all over the internet now. Mayor Brian Barnett, you say you did a few drafts, so how would you compare your initial draft with the one we're all reading today?
Well, the first couple drafts were a little more tart and pointed than the one that I actually submitted. But, you know, I mean, the point was essentially not necessarily to change Madonna's opinion. I'm not sure if that's possible. But rather for those folks whose first introduction to our community may be through her words, I wanted them to understand that there is a completely different side of our community and that we are not at all as she described us.
Yeah, in fact, it's interesting. She took direct aim at the people of Rochester Hills. And I wonder, did that anger you more than if she had somehow slapped at the city?
It did, frankly. You know, I'm the father of two young boys, and it felt like someone was calling my kids ugly, frankly. I've been blessed to be the mayor for almost 9 years. And, yeah, when people take a swipe at the people you represent, you know, I felt an absolute duty to defend them and to defend our community. And the response, I think she's fairly isolated in her opinion of our community, at least from what I've heard so far.
Yeah, I certainly invite all of our listeners to just do a Google search for Rochester Mayor's Letter to Madonna, and you're going to see this beautifully written letter where you do spell out all the accomplishments in the city of Rochester Hills and the diversity and also the accomplished people that have come from Rochester Hills. And I like the way you put this. Despite your distaste for us, we have actually enshrined you on our community wall of fame at the Van Heusen Museum, along with some very accomplished women. You know, I'm wondering, Mayor, Madonna went to junior high school at St. Andrew's Catholic School. I know that because a friend of mine actually taught her in junior high school. And then she went on to Rochester Adams High School. And a lot of us look at those years, and it's not a good feeling. Do you think some of that is at play here?
Well, I certainly wouldn't pretend to understand exactly what she went through. And even in the letter, I say, listen, I don't know what experiences led to your you know, to your characterization of our community, but certainly when she you know, said what she said about the people of Rochester Hills, I felt that was absolutely unacceptable and misguided, and that's what I reacted to. You can have a tough time growing up, and you can have challenging experiences in a community, but when you characterize the people as simple or provincial-minded, I mean, that's where I thought I'd take the opportunity to politely remind her and certainly introduce to the rest of the world the fact that our community is anything but simple and provincial-minded.
You certainly have some company in being slammed by Madonna. As we all know, she was born in Bay City, and she famously referred to Bay City, and again, I will quote Madonna here, as, quote, a stinky little town in northern Michigan, when she was on national television. You end your letter, I thought, beautifully put, I invite you back to Rochester Hills to see who we are and what we believe in. While we certainly don't need your stamp of approval, I'm quite confident we would earn it. Very good, Mr. Mayor. I get the sense it felt pretty good to get that kind of off your chest, written down, and sent out.
Well, you know, it did. And like I said, our purpose wasn't to change Madonna's opinion. But, you know, we were just ranked one of the top 10 places to live by Money Magazine across the entire country. And, you know, that's an organization whose opinion we really care about. They know what they're doing, and they do it for a living. And so we have so many great things going on in our community with, you know, great residents who've gone on to impact the nation and the world. And this just gave us an opportunity to tell our story. And we continue to, you know, we appreciate what Madonna has done. But like I said, I hope she'll take me up on the offer. She's back in town for a concert in October. And I'd love to show her the, you know, how our city has changed in the last 40 years. And I think she would be pretty impressed.
Rochester Hills Mayor Brian Barnett. Mayor, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.